Here's what we already know about memory and depression.
People who are depressed report problems with their thinking, especially their short-term memory. But what's also known is we haven't been able to observe those problems in the behavioral laboratory.
So UT Dallas's Bart Ripma recruited 157 students and classified them into two groups, those with mild depression and those without. Then participants from both groups sat in front of computers and responded true or false to sentences like,
I'm incapable, I'm incompetent, I am sad, or people don't like me.
Then they're hit with a list of items to remember. In this case, it was a string of numbers.
What we observed was that when people had been exposed to the depressive thoughts, the depressed individuals performed worse, whereas those who were non-depressed did not.
Okay, just to run through this again, the people who were depressed and then exposed to sentences with depressive thoughts had more trouble remembering the numbers. Why? Ripma thinks the answer has to do with brain space.
The thought is that when you are exposed to a depressive thought, that it displaces space in working memory, in your short-term memory, so that there isn't space then to process a list of items to remember.
So Ripma says depressive thoughts aren't just distracting, they're preventing individuals from forming new memories. Depression affects millions of Americans and costs billions of dollars in lost productivity. There are links between depression and diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, but Ripma's research shows the depression-memory connection could have a much broader reach. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.